Welcome, welcome, and good morning, guys. That's now as the Free Your Mind squad left you in stitches, and I mean stitches in the good sense, meaning that your sides were aching, or you know, your cheeks were stretched to the maximum in terms of the extension of your smile and your laugh on this lovely Thursday morning, which is the end of March. Thankfully, you know, with the year is actually getting into that mode, you know, where it's quickly picking up pace, things are being done. Things have to be done, and I hope you guys are getting into your personal projects as well as also trying to just, you know, get up around your day for that matter. On this morning's Tech Eagle discussion, we're going to have an interesting discussion specifically on the notion of your social media accounts being hacked. I've never understood how that would happen. I really, still today, I can't understand how that happens. But... you know, we're going to have an interesting discussion based upon it, because I'm going to start off with the premise of what I've seen, heard, spoken to people about here in Namibia, here in Windhoek, here in my own, you know, friendship circles, family circles, work circle, you know, talking to people who have experienced this. And a handful of them actually gave me insight into this, how this actually happens, because I've never experienced. Guys, my Facebook account is what? It's 12 years old now. I have friends whose Facebook accounts have been taken over, hacked. I'll put hacked in inverted commas, you know, like quotation marks. Who has been hacked? Who the phones, you know, WhatsApp messages were sent from their phones, but they have their phone. Instances like that. Now, I'm going to draw you with some clear, what do they call it? Differentiation of what happens in terms of what actually is the ailment that affects you, the ailment that affects your social media accounts, or what really happened to you. What's the thing that happened to you? Now, if we start off with our discussion for today, so I'm going to start off with the story, with our anecdote. The anecdote being the story that starts off our discussion. So, in a brief discussion here in the studio with colleagues, my question was straightened to the point. How is it possible for someone's social media account to be hacked? Now, I'm opening up the lines already from now, you know, for you to come through with your own personal experience, with your own perspective on how this happens. Or if you just want to understand how this actually happens, come through. I can help educate you, and I can help, you know, help you understand what technically takes place. Now, here's the thing. My discussion with the colleagues here at the studio was based upon how is it possible that your social media account can be hacked? How is it possible? First and foremost, this is the scenario that was explained to me. It's usually shared on something like your WhatsApp or on like a WhatsApp platform, wherein someone who's promising you money, it's usually the promise of money or a promise of, you know, having a share of some money, that they come through to you telling you, yeah, you know, we have this thing and we've got this problem, we've got this issue, but we need someone's social media login details. I'll stress it again. We need someone's social media login details. So what happens as the discussion, you know, goes on, you still entertain the discussion. And this is a scamster, technically. This is usually what a scamster does. They promise, they request that you trust them because it's the trust factor. And you share your login details with them. I fell into the same trap, and I gave you that example in the beginning of this year. In terms of what happened to my Steam account, but it was usually from one of the, the digital friends, the digital acquaintances that I made through playing games with people, and they indicated, yeah, something. They told someone else to send a message to us. We never knew this guy, and apparently they reported our account. And then this person contacted me, and this person said, look, we can sort this out. Share your, what email address you actually use. There was no login detail. It's just the email address. What I found out is that what they did was they take your email address and they can change the login details, meaning the hosting account, the account that the email account that is in charge of the account, they can change that and change the login details. So I fell victim to the same thing. Now, Steam is not an entirely social media platform, meaning Steam is not entirely safe itself, because I also found out that Steam's the customer support is actually an outsourced function. So it's not something centralized to Valve. The developers of the Steam platform is Valve. It's not something central to Valve, meaning they don't have a dedicated customer support department there that listens and responds to emails and queries from the users, because the users are international, meaning the whole world. So imagine about a billion plus people that you have to talk to. So it's not that. And it does leave open loopholes, exploitation gaps, or gaps for exploitation within the setup of Steam. Now, we get to social media, guys. So I've given you my scenario. Now, I'm giving you the Namibian scenario, the scenario in terms of social media accounts. A social media account, guys, has better firewall, anti-hacking protocols, anti-invasive protocols, anything that you can think of, that you can literally think of in terms of the space of cyberspace and how Facebook itself needs to protect itself, Twitter needs to protect itself, who's the other one? WhatsApp itself needs to protect itself. In all those elements, they have their own security protocols. So how does someone's Facebook account get hacked? A Facebook account, first and foremost, Facebook does get, there are daily attacks on Facebook. You just have to look at, go to Facebook's websites and so on itself in terms of their stuff, how they deal with cyber attacks. Facebook, just like the American government's websites, they get attacked daily. They get attacked daily. But here's the thing. Usually, if Facebook is compromised, if Twitter is compromised, it's usually someone internal. It was someone internal, and that does come out. They usually indicate it was a former employee. Because for you to know Facebook's protocols, their own software protocols, you've got to know how it functions. That means you need to have access to the code. And Facebook, a website, the whole thing in front of you on your laptop, on your phone, on your PC, is code. Code. You need to be a software developer. You need to be a coder. Now, I have not heard of WhatsApp being hacked. I've never heard of that thing, because WhatsApp is essentially what cryptocurrency is based upon. Blockchain. Blockchain is about end-to-end encryption, so it's double the encryption work, meaning any code you write to try and hack into blockchain or to hack into code end-to-end encryption will have to do double the work or even quadruple the amount of work. Quadruple means, four times the work. So even then, I've never heard of WhatsApp being hacked even. If WhatsApp has been hacked, it might have been the concerns that the previous CEO of WhatsApp had noted before he left in 2020. He was actually one of the last of the original team that developed WhatsApp. And he was still kept in his CEO role by Mark Zuckerberg, because he still wanted to maintain the integrity. He had a major issue with Zuckerberg, because Zuckerberg wanted to make, he wanted to flood WhatsApp with the Facebook ads. The Facebook advertising algorithm that runs on Facebook itself. So when you access Facebook, when you access Instagram in certain parts of the world, the Facebook algorithm regarding its monetization element, meaning the advertising, it runs on those platforms. The same like the Google AdSense one as well. Now, I explained to you guys what your web browser can sometimes do. Don't use Chrome, because with Chrome doesn't block Facebook's bots, nor does it block Google's bots. That's now the AI that, you know, runs all across the internet. That AI also runs into your PC and your laptop. You guys just don't know it. But if you use something like Mozilla Firefox, Mozilla Firefox is smaller in terms of installation on your machine. It takes up less space, takes up less memory, takes up less storage capacity. When you open it up, it has built-in functions to block Facebook and Google Chrome's and Google's AI and bots from getting into your machine. I run it at home. I run it at home. And every time, every website that you open up, that there's a little fence. It's a little purple fence that Firefox has at the top of the browser tab, especially there where you have the address tab. It's a little fence that pops up and says, we blocked the Facebook algorithm, or we blocked the Google algorithm when you accessed this website. So what happens is, how that happens, it's usually, and I know I'm digressing, guys, but usually the moment you Google search a website or something, a resource, anything, the Google algorithm is already looking at you. They can see, okay, we see Dwight is busy surfing, looking for hacking, the discussion on hacking. So I've got my options open up in front of me. And the first option I choose regarding, you know, cybersecurity and hacking and so on, they try to follow you into that website. Although they are already on that website because they've already accessed, that's how the Google algorithm works. It scrolls through, it travels through websites. That's how the options, that's how you can understand why when you type in the word Facebook, you have a million options to choose from. And literally it says a million because I have Google open here in front of me, and I just, you know, typed in my first search option. In terms of just looking at, it says here 27.5 million options for you to choose from. Now, you're not gonna go through every option. It's 27.5 million options that you can choose from. Too much. And that is how they work. And it says here, it was, the results were displayed within, what, 0.48 seconds. So it's quicker than a second itself. It's 0.4 seconds. No, 0.5. It's 0.48. It's 0.5 seconds. Meaning 80%, within 80% of a second, you get your results. 0.48 is 0.5 seconds. That's how quickly these results will listen. So that is the Google algorithm with its, you know, miniature, they call it spiders or bots. You can choose whichever one you want to use. And this is how this AI runs through the internet. That's how it follows you. Now, I know I've digressed. I'm getting back to our point in terms of how does your social media account get hacked? So, my discussion here in the studio was based upon the element of, you know, understanding how this happens. My colleagues over here, that now ranges from Andrew to even Julia that you sometimes hear here on air, even into some of the other voices like Justicia from On the Radar, they all noted that it points to one aspect. That aspect, even Franz himself, you know, indicated here, the important thing was that people, you out there, Namibians, listeners listening to me, are susceptible to sharing your login details for your social media accounts. Guys, let me say this now. Never, ever, 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 ever share your login details. Not even with your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. Don't share your login details. The only question I can ask you is, will you share the PIN of your ATM, your ATM PIN to your bank account with your brother and your sister, your mother, your father? Will you? Will you do that? If it's not based upon a necessity, meaning it's an emergency, but will you do it nonetheless? For them to have free access to take your bank card as they want. Will you do that? No, you will not. Because you're the one who worked for the money and it's your bank account. So why would you share your social media account login details with them? Or even with a friend? A friend is even worse. Really, guys, a friend is worse. Because a friend will post things that you didn't want them to post. Or share things about you that you did not want them to share. So why would you share it with a total stranger? And now it boils down to that element because we get literally into the discussion of what happens. So, one of two things happens when you actually share your login details for your social media accounts. First and foremost, there is the option of truly sophisticated, you know, thievery that takes place. Thievery being, you know, they really steal your private and confidential information without your knowledge. You didn't give them access to it. So, you know, the theft takes place. And what actually happens is that they can literally clone your account. So you will still have access to your account from one end, let's say on your phone, at home, at your work, PC. You can have access to your Facebook account from there, or your Instagram account, or your Twitter account. But while you are posting things here, someone else already also has the same login details, and they are posting stuff from this end. Now, you find yourself liking things that you've never liked. You find yourself talking to people that you've never spoken to. You find yourself sharing memes, posts, things that you've never done. Or, you know, if you're not a sharer. Or if you are a sharer in terms of those, you know, various media elements, you find yourself sharing things that are not, yeah, they're not made for work. They call it not safe for work, NSFW, not safe for work content. This usually includes nude things, elements or media that includes violence, sound, you know, shock, you know, those things that are shocking in value. And you don't share these things, but you see someone is posting it on your account. Your account is posting these elements. Now, that's one aspect of account cloning. That's when your account was cloned, meaning an identical access to the same account took place. Now, account cloning also includes, you know, when your account is duplicated in a sense, meaning totally different login details, but it still has, it's an account of you, but you just don't have access to this account. This account follows the same people like you. This account has the same sort of like, let's say, social media friends, just like you, but you don't have access to this account. So people get confused by going like, so Dwight, you've got two accounts on the same platform. You know, what's up? And then you find out, oh my goodness, really, there are two accounts with my name. And you see that your photos were transported into that account. Stuff with it. You know, that's the other aspect also of cloning an account. But that is usually impersonation. That's what they call impersonation. When you try to impersonate someone using their same, you know, identifiable or familiar elements to the account, like having the same photos, same media, same memories, stuff like that. But you usually can see when this account was opened up and some of the other details that, you know, that are sketchy and that are, you know, that leave gaps that you only personally would know of. That's one thing that takes place for sure. But in most cases here in Namibia, people would use the word, my account was hacked. But your account was not hacked. You just took place, perhaps, let's say, in a stock fell situation or in a pyramid scheme situation. And they asked, you know, we need to share this on everyone's, you know, social media platforms. So let's, can we have your login details? And what do? You commit the biggest sin in the world, which you were told not to do from the get-go, meaning do not share your login details, even if it's your girlfriend or boyfriend. You go and do that. Now, and a nice thing also that I found here in terms of on LinkedIn itself is how to avoid the cloning of your social media accounts. First and foremost, cloning of a social media account has turned into an epidemic itself. And most of the sufferers or the targets are those who either wear a celebrity hat or are high on a popularity graph. For example, like you might be a socialite. You might be, these Instagram boys and girls, you know, these younger people that just post everything on their Instagram and on the Instagram platforms. You might be one of those people. And because of the content that you generate, you generate high followings, first and foremost. Also, this is also where you might have a little bit of an impressed fan, a fan that is too impressed with who you are. So they might decide, you know what, let's try and clone an account of someone. You find millions of cloned accounts around the world, guys. I mean, I found, sure, you get fan accounts of celebrities, of athletes, stuff like that. You know, people that just, you know, admire a very popular person. And then you get accounts that try to imitate or try to be as close to the real person as possible by highlighting the person's movements and stuff like that. Now, this is where you have to look at, you know, bordering on whether this is bordering on stalkish or being a stalker or stalker behavior. Because if you're trying to imitate someone's life or someone's personal life on a social media platform, it really speaks to certain volumes in terms of, first and foremost, invasion of privacy is the first question that you need to start answering or start asking. Second order that is also you need to look at the truth. Well, the truth element with regards to someone's personal life cannot actually be disclosed, because how would you have access to it about someone's personal life? Now, when a social media account is cloned, this is what you can look out for. Social media account cloning or social media cloning accounts are those accounts which masquerade a popular entity. So it's always about a popular person, entity, institution, you name it. I'm not saying fan accounts. Fan accounts can be something like, for example, like if you had to go and what can I use? Let's say the international footballer, the two guys, Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo. Now, on social media, you will find fan accounts. The account will be designated, and you can see it there. It identifies itself as a fan account. That is understandable, because fans do exist, fanatics, they do exist. People that admire a socialite or an athlete or even a political figure or even a religious figure, they admire these people. You will have people admiring other people, and they will open up a central point regarding the discussion, anything regarding this popular figure's, you know, sort of like daily interactions, what they do, stuff like that. Now, the idea with regards to cloning accounts, and I remember I said a fan account is not a cloning account. A fan account is purely someone just admiring someone else. A fan account, or the cloning of an account, or a clone account, is the idea that it is to cheat the other netizens. The netizens are the other people that are, you know, see this content. A netizen is, you know, a play on the word of citizen, meaning everyone that functions and tries to do activities and stuff online on the internet. And at first glance, these types of clone accounts is actually supposed to be almost similar to a fly trap. A fly trap is, you know, you set up the trap, you have the bait, and then the fly would come close to the bait and check the bait until the fly realizes, oh my goodness, this is actually something that is, you know, to the detriment of my safety, or in other terms, if you're human, to the detriment of your financial or even your social media safety. Now, this may result in gullible people liking, sharing, and following these fake accounts unknowingly. Now, cloning is typically achieved via the following methods. Building a social media account or page using the same layout, color scheme as that of the target. The audience instantly connects with the fake profile because it offers familiar settings and placements. Secondly, the exploiting similar text and images. Most of the scammers simply use the same information.
It's time to celebrate your culture wherever you go. Are you ready to win big with a passion for your culture? Then you should definitely be part of the Culture Collection Journey as we display Namibia's diverse culture across the country.
Buy any Omaire, Oshitaka, or Oshikandela product and SMS the unique code on the gable top or cap to 88100 to win your share of $500,000 Namibian dollars. Keep pack as proof. Valid from 18 March to 29 April 2022. Culture Collection. Celebrate your culture. T's and C's apply. Powered by Namibia Dairies.
Now, coming back from that short break, the as mentioned where we left off in terms of how to identify a cloned account or a cloned social media account is, first and foremost, exploiting text and images are incorporated into these cloned accounts. Now, most of the scammers, because you have to understand, these people that initiate cloned accounts, most of the scammers simply use the same information, graphics, and pictures, which once again resonates with the audience and is instantly creates a form of trust. Thirdly, both of the above elements, by exploiting the combination of layout and imagery or image property, scammers create a lethal profile which can fool even the most diehard social media fanatic. So, as I mentioned, in terms of, you know, how this hacking element, most of the time, what most of you Namibians experience in terms of your social media account is hacked. I put hack in inverted commas because it's not actually hacking. Is that you willfully gave over your social media details, your login details. Or secondly, someone gained access or generated a similar account to the account that you have. Because this has happened, guys. This has happened. Now, in terms of hacking a social media account, I'm getting into the second half of my discussion. Now, how frequently, you've got to ask yourself, how frequently does platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram get hacked? And if it does happen, how can you stop it from your end? Now, many social media users describe major parts of their lives on their feeds. For sure. You get people that want to share their memories of last night, of last week, or just some important events in their lives on their social media feeds. Ranging from the announcement that they got a new job or to a pet to disclosing sensitive information about themselves. Now, how common is the question of a hack? Now, I remember at the beginning of today's program, I mentioned, yes, we just don't know about it because Facebook and any other sort of like international internet observatory organization, they would only report these things like in the next month. Or, you know, they would take an aggregate or an average in terms of that. But attacks or cyber attacks take place daily. They take place every minute, every second, whether you sleep or whether you're awake. They take place in the background on the internet space. They take place there. Now, in terms of understanding how often does a social media platform get hacked? Well, it isn't easy to pin down how many people get hacked via social media. It isn't easy. Even so, it still does pose a serious and a genuine problem globally. So it's not just in Namibia, it's globally. You can be targeted in Namibia from someone sitting in Argentina. Now, one difficulty in verifying social media hack frequency is that the various groups that conduct studies to gauge the risk but don't compile and publish these findings, like I mentioned earlier. You know, the observation organizations that are behind this type of observations and sort of like measurements of hacking activity, they have to wait until a week has passed or a month has finished running. Like the other resource in terms of, you know, the cyber attacks and the cyber security discussion that I had last week, where the resource there that I had noted everything up to February 2022. So they have to wait until March 2022 is done, meaning past today, meaning tomorrow in April. Then they will only make the next month, meaning March 2022, available. Then you can once again see which were the notable events, the most directly distinguishable events or significant events of cybersecurity events throughout the month of March. So it's only from tomorrow in April or next week. Well, it works similar to how, you know, what do they call those things? these things that we get from the central bank and also from various institutions, like how trade activity has commenced for the a quarter, like 3 months. That's how they similarly work. They get all the data and then it gets released like a week, 2 weeks from now. Now, these researchers typically have to do short-term studies or those with sample sizes that don't necessarily reflect all or many users' experiences. So even there, you know, some of these international observatories and sort of like focus groups and focus organizations, they will even have missing data or missing information within their resource. For example, researchers at Google and the University of California at Berkeley studied account takeovers that were occurring from March 2016 to March 2017. The data indicated there noted that 15% of the users experienced such issues with social media or other sites with logins. So, first and foremost, what has Alex described to you? That login details were the primary sort of like target by these scamsters or hackers. So they want your login details. Because you have to understand, guys, although Facebook does exist on the internet, Facebook itself has its own cybersecurity setup. Imagine what I want to give you. Imagine the ocean or the sea, the Atlantic Ocean is the internet. But you have to, in that Atlantic Ocean, sort of like element, you go and place an iceberg in the middle of it. The iceberg is Facebook, meaning Facebook tries to insulate itself from the broader internet, because Facebook has to protect, first and foremost, the database of users that it is in possession of. And that database of users are the login details, the cybersecurity, the cyber information of you and me. Those of us that own profiles on Facebook. That's what they have to protect. They have to protect our login details. Now, just in last month, Was it February? No, it wasn't. In the beginning of this month, there was another report that came out wherein the cybersecurity protocols of Facebook were compromised in a way where someone sort of like skimmed. To skim is where you just, you know, you steal a section of information, and this information or this section of information included a massive database of profile names, login details, account details, email account details, and other, you know, sort of like data elements regarding, I can't remember the quantity of Facebook accounts, but it was a big quantity, you know, more than 100,000. And it was published online. So this person or this hacker or this cyber criminal, they skimmed this information, meaning they stole this specific set of data, and they published it online. Now, in most parts, organizations like Facebook would say, listen, it was only for users from the US whose data was compromised. So you can understand, okay, it's only isolated to perhaps that setup. But it doesn't mean that you are safe or that I'm safe or that anyone else that has a Facebook or an Instagram account is safe. It doesn't say that. But guys, the premise or the core definition of a hack is for someone to gain access through compromising various elements of a security system. So you want to get access to something. So you've got to break down the security protocol either through installing malicious software, or you install malicious or, you know, spyware, things like that, that can get extra information about the user. That's what a hack does. You giving away your login details is not a hack. It's not hacking. You gave it away because you thought that your 15-year-old brother or 15-year-old sister would, you know, would be considerate of your social media account. No, you gave it away. That's why they tell you when you sign up or you click on the button that says, you accept our user policy and our terms and conditions. The first thing that you did was not to share your login details. Because you weren't supposed to share your login details to begin with. Now, as I mentioned, guys, from the beginning of the program, actually, the lines are open for caller interactions or, you know, listener interactions. If you don't have the studio line or the studio number, it's 083-288-401. You can come through. Let's hear about your own experience in terms of where did you, you know, innocently, I don't know if I can use the word innocently, but did you innocently share your login details with someone or not? Do you remember sharing your login details? You know, discussion points like that. Or did you forget to log out from a PC that was more a public PC at the office, at home, or even your personal PC, but you forgot to log out and, you know, someone opened up your laptop and just started posting stuff on your accounts? Discussion points like that. You can come through. We can have a listen. We can have a small chat about it. Well, primarily, I'll be laughing a little bit because I won't be able to understand how you could do something like that. But nonetheless, on, you know, still continuing with our discussion with regards to if whether or not social media accounts, you know, are hacked, how frequent this takes place and so on. But in 2021 or a 2021 report from one of the major cybersecurity firms, Norton. Norton is also synonymous for at a time when they are actually an antivirus and cybersecurity organization, just like Kaspersky. Now, Norton themselves, in a 2021 report from them, indicated that about 14% of respondents in a study that they conducted dealt with unauthorized activity on their social media accounts during their lifetimes. Now, as I mentioned, guys, I've never experienced this. I have had multiple jobs in between. Wherever I've accessed my social media accounts from, I've always remembered to log out. And you'd never click that button, guys, when they ask you, save your login details to this page. Never, ever, 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 ever. I'm stressing this. Ever, never, ever, ever, never click yes. You can always select never save for this website. The same with your banking details. The same with any other thing where you need to generate a profile of. Technically, it is, like I mentioned in last year when the Facebook holding company Meta decided to rebrand and re-strategize their name and approach to Meta, that the metaverse is something like your Facebook account, is something like your banking account, like your banking, your online banking account at your bank, is something like your Nust or Unum profile on their e-learning platforms, is something like anywhere else where you have to generate a profile of yourself. That's your that is the metaverse. So don't give strangers access to your personal metaverse, meaning your personal data. Now, a December 2020 study as well also examined people's concerns about suffering account hacks of any sort in 2021. The worldwide breakdown showed that 34% considered it likely, while 45% deemed such events improbable. Improbable meaning, you know, it might not happen or there's no chance of it happening. However, 34% considered it, yeah, it will happen. Now, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritties in terms of why a smaller percentage of people would say, yes, I'm sure that it will happen again, or that it will continue to happen regardless of whatever time frame, as opposed to 45% globally that said, well, I don't think it'll actually happen. Well, guys, you have no control over the scenario unless you stay safe. Because as the old adage itself dictates, safe prevention is better than cure. Because for you to realize, oh my goodness, my social media accounts have been cloned, have been hacked, or someone has gained unauthorized access to it, is too late. Prevention or preventative techniques, measures, and mannerisms is always better than the cure. Let's get the first call in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, my brother.
How are you doing? Is it you, Uncle Bona?
My young brother, how are you?
I'm going to write in you, Uncle Bona.
Good. I'm not so sure with some of those hacking and all this fraud through those kind of technology. I'm not so sure whether we can really detect some of those things easily.
We can't, Uncle Bona.
Because you might be having your account, and you see sometimes, you know, the money from the account,
you know,
and you might not even keep track of these things, and maybe they are just happening. So whether they are taking place within the bank there, and somebody outside hacking my account, and you know, that's why sometimes you see this money is deducted, and what, and... And sometimes you just get lost and give up.
But Uncle Bona, did you perhaps see what happened last year?
What happened last year?
Where people were talking about the one-time PIN, the one-time PIN regarding a specific. I won't mention the bank names, but it came through a handful of two banks. Yeah, here in Namibia, where the people were trying to scam people of money, and like you explained it there now to me. You would identify there were some deductions going on, but you don't recall having such deductions ever.
Yes, because the bank will always let you know. So please be careful. This scam is going on. What, and you don't even know because some of these things the information actually you can see that this transaction taking place in your account, but now you won't even know whether it's the one that the bank is warning you about. Or is the one that is taking place there? Oh, it's just like kind of confusion. So the other thing I want to ask you about, because I'm not so up to date, and you know, sometimes I miss your lessons. And on the issue of, remember Russia was attacking, they were reporting that Russia was attacking, cyber attack and things like that on the Americans and things. So what is the... Update me on these things, man. What is happening?
Well, Uncle Bona, I know you. I can hear that you missed a bit earlier of this morning's program, but I mentioned that same resource when I did the cybersecurity discussion in last week. That same resource, they only ended up until February of this month of this year.
Okay.
So I have to wait for them to update by. Meaning today's must end of March. Meaning from tomorrow, I have to go revisit the resource because. I kept revisiting ever since that discussion, and it seems that they have to wait for March to finish up, and then they will release the significant events that they detected in cybersecurity or in cyber warfare, for that matter.
Yes, that's cyber warfare, because I'm sure, because that war between those the so-called superpower. Now, which one is a superpower now? Is it the European... the Russian and who are the superpower? Because for us, we are also superpower here, Africa.
We are.
We are superpower because we have everything that it takes. We have the resources in terms of human resources, in terms of natural resources. We are also superpower. Maybe the only that we are not superpower is because of their
masses.
How they are really scrounging for our resources, taking them away. In fact, not now, how they have depossessed us, because that history remains. But you also see that even in this kind of things, you don't see them, our cyber security or whatever you call it. I'm not so sure how secure we are, but at least if they are attacking some of those things, because I know we have got also friendship with and ties, you know, a business alliance with some of these peace-loving people like Chinas and Russians and also other ones. So anyway, I've been missing your things, but I'm just concerned with some when you talk about these things. Maybe they are also happening because for us, we are also not computer literate, we are also not financial literate. So some of these things might be happening, and the bank also need to seriously come and make sure that they protect their clients, because we might not have that the know-how to protect ourselves and their accounts and things like that.
No, but Uncle Bona, I actually believe that you are computer literate. I know that you can switch on a PC at least, now, Uncle Bona.
For me, it's fine because I've been working with a computer and we do all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what about others? You see?
That
for
is
us,
true, yeah.
It's fine because we have been exposed to these things, you know, in at office. We have to do these things, especially this time of email and everything. No more. So we are trying to reach that level of paperless tables and all these other things. So because of that, to minimize and economize the spending on the papers.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, there could be a lot of people there who are perhaps maybe you can be also fall vulnerable to some of those things.
They actually do, Uncle Bono, without them actually realizing. Yeah, without them realizing.
Call my brother. No, I'll keep on. I think very soon I'll keep on updates.
No,
I mean, I'll be attending regularly. You know, sometimes work and things like that, my brother.
No problem. It's appreciated, Uncle Bono. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Now I'm on leave. I'm in the village now.
please rest, Uncle Bono.
Telephone can be off for 2-3 days.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, my brother. God bless. Yeah?
Same to you, Uncle Bono. Bye.
Good.
And heading into the last 9 minutes, guys, just to let you know, any caller that still comes through, we've got, 8-9 minutes still to share. We might have to condense in terms of also heading into wrapping up this morning's session. But still on the aspect of understanding the prevalence of hacking, or the prevalence of a social media account being accessed unlawfully or unauthorized. Now, remember when I gave you the percentages of the 34% across the world thought it was likely and 45% deemed it not likely? However, depending on where you found yourself in the world, for example, citizens from Russia, Israel, Malaysia, and Turkey viewed account hacks as more likely to happen. So this means within this, let's say the geographic space of the country you find yourself, like Namibia, there'd be a high probability of people or a high percentage of people who would say, yes, I actually feel that, account hacks might take place. As opposed to if you were perhaps, let's say, in Angola, where in Angola, people in Angola would say, well, I don't think it's a major issue, so I don't think it would happen in Angola. But that just speaks to another element, which is technically known as perspective, you know, your perspective on a discussion point. Let's get the next caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, I want to contribute to the show.
No problem, you can do so. Start shooting, my friend.
All right. So my view is a bit different.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, you look at cybersecurity and you look at technology itself.
Mm.
You see, the world, the very creators of these products always create a gap for themselves to ensure that they continue updating the programs in a manner that is still profitable.
Mm.
There's nothing which is foolproof.
Yeah,
you know, you talk of algorithm writing. If you look at Facebook, Facebook can allow a leader like Donald Trump to use algorithms to sway voters, which means already by virtue of that, it gives you a sense that there is a bigger picture which an ordinary man like you and me are not privy to in terms of the capabilities of technologies. We see the face value, the little that they want us to know. And beyond that, there is more that we do not know. You talk of Russia. Russia is full of hackers. They can hack into big databases. Look in South Africa right now at the credit union. Somebody hacked into credit union, got people's personal data. Equally here in Namibia, people can hack into databases. So which means, for me, imagine your own account with somebody who is a third party, who holds you, and who's got privileges at the back end. So, you know, it's, for me, it's a neither here nor there sort of argument, because I'm the creator of something. Equally, I can create even confusion, say, so that we can have this sort of debate, discussions.
No.
So at the end of the day, truly, the owners of these creations are the real culprits in the whole equation.
Exactly.
They're the ones who actually create these spaces for people to be able to hack into our account.
Mm.
Because for you to catch a thief, you need to employ a thief.
Mm.
So hackers are clearly thieves. So some companies, some big companies even employ hackers who actually work for them so that they can actually create firewalls to stop people from accessing other people's accounts.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's quite a challenge with products that are hosted by a third party. So in Facebook, Google, you name it.
Mm.
They've got back ends to every account that you create on them.
Mm. And the worst part is even, you know, the unfortunate thing like us who are Android users and even Apple users, meaning the iPhone users, because you also don't know who's got back end privileges to those scenarios.
True. And this is where the AngloSAM concept has come from.
Mm.
To say if governments have got power to even stop social media platforms, which means they've got access to these powerful tools.
Yeah.
And they can even have powerful tools to even enter into your account to see what you are doing.
Mm.
And they can even follow you. Remember, we fear, access to information bills that are coming all over the world, which means governments have got tools, they've got access to actually access your account to see what are your activities. Are you a risk to the country?
Mm.
So there's all these potentialities that come with social media. There's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
One way, even the way we are heading, we talk of cryptocurrency, we talk of Bitcoin.
Mm.
We are heading that way. How well are we going to be protected with our money?
Exactly.
How is our money? Yeah. How is our money going to be protected if we adopt cryptocurrency?
Mm.
So there's a lot of uncertainty around technology. Technology is good. It advances ourselves. It advances us, but to a certain extent, the challenge is it has got these third parties that create these technologies, just like with any other invention, that somebody has got powerful privileges beyond the ordinary user who actually has access to that. So that's my real contribution and fear, in a nutshell.
Exactly. Thanks for coming through, man. I know we have to condense because we only have 2 minutes left, but that's actually a good contribution that you brought there, man.
Thank you, my brother. Enjoy your day.
No problem. Same to you. Now, even as that caller just noted there, guys, the most important thing is, and listen, this is one of the most important things that he actually did not mention, but he was actually pointing to. The biggest fear out there in terms of what the internet and even the cyberspace allows in terms of the advancement of your knowledge base, the advancement of your skills, because that's the majority of the things that the fourth industrial revolution does promote a lot. However, we as humans, we as a living organism, we trust what we see, we trust what we hear, meaning your senses are, in most cases, the most important things that provides you with what you can determine is the truth, what you can determine is also the reality around you. But also remember, a reality can be viewed from what your consciousness also makes up in terms of perspective. How do you see something from your perspective, out of your eyes, as opposed to what my tech guy sees something from his perspective, from his eyes? So you've got that notion also to work with in terms of perspective in a nutshell. Now, we only have 1 minute left for today's program, guys. We will still be expanding on this discussion tomorrow because I'm not done yet with, how is it possible that your social media account can be accessed or hacked in inverted commas. Yes, inverted commas, hacked, because to me, that's not a hack. That's just you being careless. But we will explore this tomorrow on the rest on the Friday session of Tech Eagle. You can still catch me later on today on the Business and Economic Zone. We will be exploring our discussions once again in the world of business here in Namibia on the most important talking points in that regard. And just to highlight to you, once again, we're not done yet with last night's program. So you can revisit me once again from 6:30 up to 8 in that space. On this time, thank you for staying tuned here on your number one talk radio station, which is Eagle FM. And this was your Tech Eagle. Up next is the brand conversation. I almost hit the Business and Economic Zone, but it's the brand conversation following up next.
After months of elbow high fives, turn up the vibes with Tafel Radler. It's beer, but extra. Buy any Tafel Radler today and taste extra flavor. Not persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, for global parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po global parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, novitenda vyo vitore. Global parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Ah, beer ads. Ice cold golden lager, white foamy heads, the best. Well, what about all that and fresh zesty flavor in one perfect mouthful? Tafel Radler, it's beer, but extra. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.